ash. Those are our main species. I always like to try to look and find the off the line, the unusual. You know, we carry, you probably see it on the website, coffee tree. We carry some beech and hickory and coffee tree and hackberry and sycamore. And believe it or not, there's a market for sycamore. And if I can get my hands on, you know, the butternut, the sassafras, and, you know, all that, I mean, it's just hard to find. Even edgehog, you know, Osage orange, you know, we're on the lookout for any of that, you know, that we can get. And I like having a large variety and, a lot of different species to have available out there. And another thing that I do, too, is whenever we do get, we've got little sample boards that are about 6 inches wide, 2 foot long, that I've run through the planer. And I think this helps a lot of the novice woodworkers, you know, because it's one thing to look at the lumber, you know, that's been sawed and dried, you know, maybe the four-quarter scale, and it's in rough form, you know. But when they see it planed out, I took a bunch of these and planed them and sprayed polyurethane just on one side. And it lets them see what some of this wood really looks like. And, you know, that little thing right there has helped me sell, you know, a lot of ash and sycamore and, you know, some of the species. It's a little bit harder to move. That's a lot of it, you know. The two guys that work for me, they're friends. And, you know, we have a good time. You know, we have a lot of fun with it. And, it's not like a job. And, it's just fun. And, I like dealing with the people and taking the calls. And I think that's, like I said earlier, you know, I think that's probably one of the things that's really helped our success so much is, I'm used to sales and dealing and talking with people and the first 4 or 5 years that I was in this, before we actually started sawing our own lumber and drying our own lumber, when we were just taking down the trees and taking the logs and hauling them and having them sawed up and selling the lumber, you know, I was taking logs to three different sawmills. And one of the things that I noticed, you know, with all three of those sawmills is, you know, these guys were good. I mean, they knew how to run their saw. You know, they could take a log and they could get the most out of it. But when it come to selling the lumber, when it come to dealing with the people, they didn't have it. And matter of fact, not mentioning any names, of course, but there was two of the sawmills that after a while, even approached me and said, why don't you just sell our number two? They said, because we don't want a thing with it. You know, all we want to do is saw. You know, we don't like taking the calls. We don't like dealing with the people. You know, we'd rather you sell the number and we'll pay you a commission. Which I looked that route for a little while, but that didn't work too well. I joke around with my guys all the time. I don't know if you've seen the commercial with Staples. The office supply company, but they used to have a commercial that was on all the time that somebody would call and they'd say, yeah, we got that. That's what I tell my guys. I said, you know, I want to be able to say, yeah, I got that, you know, when they call. And it's hard to do. You know, it's real hard to stay stocked up in all the different species. You know, I can be sitting really, really well, be loaded up on, just like right now, we're running real low on 4-quarter on it and 8-quarter on it. I mean, I had a pretty good supply of it, and then like in 1 or 2 weeks, it was all gone. Somebody come in and cleaned us out. And, you know, and that's one of the biggest hurdles I've seen in getting people to understand this whole process is, especially with hardwoods, is, you know, by the time you take the log and you saw it in the lumber, and, you know, we stack it and sticker it, and most of the time it's sitting in the air drying shed waiting, you know, for space to come available in one of the kilns. You know, of course, the idea is that it's going to lose moisture while it's sitting there. We're looking at it at 6 to 8 weeks, you know, to turn out a board to be usable.